Hello. I am recording this today because I just recently hit 100 followers on Reddit. So I thought I'd do a little AMA get to know me kind of thing. So I had a few people send in questions and I'm gonna answer them. So yeah, the first question is, what's the last physical book you read and what are your thoughts on it? The last book I read was actually for one of my classes last semester. The last one we read was Fun Home by Alison Bechdel. It's actually a graphic novel, but I really liked it. It had a really beautiful art style. It was all like just ink and blue. It was really beautiful color palette. It was kind of a sadder story. Like, it was the story of a girl and her relationship with her closeted father. And it was really beautiful, but yeah, I recommend it. It was really good. The next question is top three songs to start the day. And this, I took it as like, what are my hype songs? And the first one I put was, The Suffering by Coheed and Cambria. It's just a great tune. I love it. My next hype song is Deja Vu by BY. This is me and one of my best friends' like go-to hype song. Like, if we have a long ride somewhere and we need like to get our mood up, this is always a song we put on. And the last song I chose was Still Feel by Half Alive. This song is so good. It has such a nice like variety to it, and the bridge literally is so insane. Highly recommend it if you haven't heard it. It's amazing. The next question is, what are my top three wind down songs, or like my end of the night songs? For that, I have Posthumous Forgiveness by Tame Impala. It's from their newest album, and the intro to this song is just so, like, hypnotizing. It's amazing. The next song is Time Heals, Just Not Quick Enough by Kyle Dion. And this song is from the deluxe version of his album Suga, and it's so good. This song, like, if I'm in, I don't even know what kind of mood, but if I just feel like screaming along to, like, it's more slow tempo, but like, oh my god, it's incredible. Please listen to that song. And then the last song I have for this is Alone Again by The Weeknd, which is one of my favorite songs by him. It's probably like top three. And he just posted a live version of this, which I thought he was never going to perform. And it's incredible. I've watched that performance on repeat since it came out because his talent is just, it's unmatched. He's incredible. But yeah, those are my three wind down songs. The next question is, do you game? And if yes, what's the last game you finished? I game somewhat. I'm not like a huge gamer, but like I play some games. I play a lot more chill games like The Sims or like Animal Crossing. But the last game I like fully finished was probably BioShock Infinite or Halo Reach for like the 20th time. That's my favorite game of all time. I've played through it like so many times. But yeah, those are probably the last two I like completed. The next question is, what got you started recording audios? I got started because I found GWA like a few months ago. I want to say in like September I found it. And I just ended up getting really close to like a lot of fellow listeners and a couple performers, and I just really liked the energy, and I happened to have one recorded, which was my first audio, like the really short one. I happened to have it recorded, and I shared it with some of my friends, and they encouraged me to post it. So yeah, that's how I got started. And there were friends I met through GWA, so like obviously they were gonna be like a little more supportive of me doing it, but I'm glad I did. So the next question is, what's the most interesting thing you've read or heard this week? And I think the most interesting thing I heard was that the state I'm from has the most punk rockers per capita. I just thought that was a fun fact, especially because a lot of musical greats came from my state. So just to hear like alternative and punk people are all around makes me feel better. So yeah. The next question is, do you have any celebrity crushes? And if so, who? I definitely have a few. I feel like everyone does, but some of mine are Gerard Way from My Chemical Romance, but specifically him from his time in the band. So like 2003 to like 2013. Yeah, that's my guy. That's my Gerard Way. Next I have The Weeknd. I love him. He's so talented and he's so attractive. He's great. Next I have Elizabeth Gillies, but as Jade West from Victorious. Specifically from like season 3 when she had black hair and blue extensions. I have Kyle Dion, Tom Hardy, Miles Teller, Logan Lerman, Ross Butler, Megan Thee Stallion, SZA, and Marina from Marina and the Diamonds. I love all of them. And I know I have so many more, but those are just the ones that came to mind first. The next question is, if you could swap lives with anyone for a day, who would it be and why? I feel like my answer for this is kind of boring, but I chose The Weeknd or Beyoncé. Only because I just want to know what it's like to be that rich and that naturally talented. So yeah, those are my choices. I'd probably pick The Weeknd though, because I want to know what it's like to be a guy too. So yeah, I'd probably pick The Weeknd. The next question is, what's your favorite audio tag to listen to? I think my personal favorite is probably Ramble Fab, just because it's so, like, intimate, I guess. It's so just real. Like, you can tell the performers having a good time, and I think that's my favorite thing about these kind of audios. But if I were to listen to, like, a scripted audio or, like, an improv audio, I definitely gear towards ones with real orgasms, but I also like rough tags, spitting, degradation, growling, 3D, and stereo. And I really tend to stray away from like BFE or cutesy type audios. I do listen to comfort audios here, like here and there. I listen to a lot of GFE audios. Like, I like softer audios coming from women, but yeah, man, I like the rougher stuff, definitely. The next question is, what do you like to do when you don't feel like doing anything? I'm really big on just like taking time for yourself and just relaxing. So I'll usually put on a podcast or like a Let's Play just so I have some background noise. I really like the Super Mega Cast. That's probably my favorite podcast of all time. And if you like Super Mega, I love you. I don't find a lot of people that also listen to them, so if you do, I love you. What's next? What is your dream vacation destination? I'm not a huge travel person. Like, I don't really have the desire to go anywhere. But if I did have to go anywhere, I would probably pick South Korea. I was actually supposed to go in March for my spring break, but obviously I couldn't go because of Corona. And I was also supposed to go to Canada this spring, but couldn't do that either. But those would definitely be the two places I'd go if I were to go anywhere. So, yeah. The next question is, do you have a special talent or unusual skill? I'd say I'm pretty artistic. Like, I have artistic ability. I'm in school for art right now, so it's something I definitely am pursuing. I also think I'm pretty talented at doing hair. I have my cosmetology license and I do all my own like hair coloring and all that kind of stuff. I'm also pretty flexible, which I'm like proud of. I did dance and cheer when I was younger, so I gained it that way. Yeah, those are some of my skills and talents. What is the one thing you are most passionate about? I'd probably say art. I love art, whether it be like my personal art, like the physical art that I make, or music or anything like that. I just really like artistic things, creative things. So yeah, that's definitely something I'm passionate about. Next question is, what makes you laugh? I don't really know how to answer this because my humor is so skewed. I find really stupid things funny. Yeah, my humor has deteriorated over the years. Yeah, I don't know how to explain what I find funny because I don't even know. Really stupid things, nonsensical memes, that kind of stuff. Next question is, what's your unpopular opinion? The only unpopular opinion I can think of that I have is a really stupid unpopular food opinion. And that's the fact that I like crunchy peanut butter better than creamy peanut butter. I don't know why everyone hates on crunchy peanut butter. Y'all are missing out. I love the added texture. But yeah, I way prefer crunchy peanut butter. That's my unpopular opinion. The next question is, what country are you from? And I'm from America. The next question is, how old are you? I am in my very early 20s. The next question is, what are some of your biggest turn-ons? The one that will always get me is if you're funny. If you can make me laugh, I will fall in love on the spot. Like, no question. And since my humor is so specific, it takes the right kind of person to make me laugh. So, if you can, I'm falling hard. Obviously, if you have a nice voice, I mean, that's what we're all here for, right? I love when someone is genuine. I feel like I have a pretty good tell on whether people are being fake or not. And if I feel like you are a genuine person, that's really something that gets me going. I really like big men, just like really big, like stupidly big, like broad, tall, all that. But obviously that's not the only kind of person I like, but that's appreciated. Like if you got a nice set of like big shoulders, yeah, I like that. I also really like alternative looking people. So anyone with colored hair, I adore colored hair, split dye hair. I love tattoos so much. Specifically like traditional, like neo-traditional. I love it. I love it so much. If you have piercings too, but again, it's not the only thing I like. And also, if you just smell good, like if you wear like a nice perfume or cologne, yeah, those are just some of those. The next question is pancakes or waffles? And it's waffles all the way. Next question is, do you prefer winter or summer? I am 100% a winter person. I hate the summer. I hate hot weather. It's just not for me. I'm always warm, so the summertime makes it unbearable. But I love the wintertime. I love snow. I love all that. What are my three favorite ice cream flavors? And these are probably going to sound really boring, but I love plain vanilla. That's probably my favorite. I like Rocky Road, and I like chocolate chip cookie dough, but like in vanilla ice cream. So yeah, those are my three favorites. The next question is, what's something about your personality that you like? I think I'm hilarious. So I think I'm very funny. I think I'm a really good gift giver. I pay really close attention to what my friends like, and I feel like I have a good memory, so I always get really specific gifts for people, and I know they appreciate that. And another thing about my personality that I really like is that I always try to give people really genuine compliments, because I know I don't really like superficial compliments. I like to hear things that make me feel like someone is paying attention to me and someone really notices like what makes me feel good and that kind of stuff. So I always try to give people like super genuine, heartfelt compliments because they mean more. And I know it'll probably make their whole week that I said something, you know, specific to them. So I always try to do that. What's something about your physical appearance that you like? I love my hair. My hair is always like my pride and joy. Because I do my own hair color. And it's such a grueling process to do like bleach and dye your own hair yourself. But especially right now, I gave myself a really interesting hair color. It's like half split dye, but there's also like a third color. It's a lot. The front is half green and half blue. But the blue goes further back than the green, and then the rest is black. I know that probably makes absolutely no sense, but yeah, just know I really like the way my hair looks. I love my tattoos, as I like them on other people, I like them on myself. And I designed one of my tattoos, and it's like my biggest tattoo, it costs the most. It's just really special to me, and I love it. I like my eyes, because I have blue eyes and I think they're pretty. But don't get me wrong, I love brown eyes on other people. I love all eye colors. But on myself, I like my eyes. And yeah, that's what I like about myself, some of them. The next question is, what language do you want to learn? I would love to learn Korean. I would love to eventually be able to speak it fluently. I started learning over the summer. I didn't get very far. I know how to read it. I don't really know what anything says. I know some words, but they're very few and far between. But eventually, I would love to actually learn it. I'd really like to learn Spanish, too. Yeah, that's that. Next question is, do you know how to swim or ride a bike? Yes, I know how to do both. I really don't remember when the last time I rode a bike was, though. It's probably been years, but I love swimming. It's definitely my favorite, exercise. It's my favorite physical activity. It's great. I love swimming. It's my favorite thing to do in the summer. And I live by the beach, so I'm glad I have access to, water over the summer. So, yeah, love swimming. Next question is, what's your Starbucks order? And I get the same thing every single time. Trenta vanilla sweet cream cold brew. It's delicious. Highly recommend. I feel like it's hard for them to screw up, so it's almost always good. Describe your most embarrassing story in 5 words. Flash picture crush in hallway. Yeah, I hope that made sense. The next question is, what's my favorite art medium? I love graphite pencil. Pencil is probably my favorite thing to make art with. I just feel like you can get the most detail. And it's nice because you can always erase it and, modify as you're working, which is really good. I just recently found a love for charcoal. I used to absolutely hate it. But in school right now, I've been working a lot more with it, so I'm growing a fondness to it. And I'm sure I'll use it more in the future. I also really just recently started getting into oil painting because of school as well. And I really enjoy it. It's so nice because it's super forgiving. You have a ton of time to work with it before it dries. It's super blendable, and I just really enjoy it. Oil painting is very fun. Who are your favorite artists or bands to listen to? I could literally talk about this for hours. I listen to so many different genres and just so many different kinds of music. So it was really hard to narrow down some of my favorites. But I made a list because I put a lot. I really like Chase Atlantic. I love The Weeknd, Kyle Dion, NCT 127, EXO, SZA, Coheed and Cambria, Pierce the Veil, My Chemical Romance, CIX, Tame Impala, Chloe and Halle, Marina, Declan McKenna, Lay, Mino, Cage the Elephant, and Half Alive. Those are just the main people that I listen to. Top 5 songs you're currently vibing to. These songs have been on repeat for the last week or so. Amnesia by Kai. It's off his new album. It's incredible, the whole album. Lovin' a Boy by Mino. Also off his new album. Also an incredible album, perfect album. Man's World by Marina. I think she just came out with that too. Sidewalks by The Weeknd. That came out a few years ago, but I like just recently got into it. It's that song. That's a great song to like blast in the car. And then the last one I'm listening to is Flower Power by Greta Van Fleet. That's a really great song as well. Next question is, favorite alcoholic or non-alcoholic drink? My favorite non-alcoholic drink is 100% iced coffee. I always have iced coffee. I have it every single day. Yeah, I love it. Favorite alcoholic drink is pretty much anything with rum. I love rum. And I really like white wine. I know that's like basic, but it's just so good. Like sweet wine, like, yeah, I love it. Okay, the next question is, which VAs on Reddit do you listen to? I listen to so many. I sort by new, so I usually will just like see tags I like and listen to whoever it is, but my favorite's probably not a good word, but the ones I listen to the most are See the Dusk, Nostromo 92, P Day Fall, Azamar Audio, GWA Fanboy, Kente, The Huntsman, This Guy Eli, Not Who Rose Thinks, Corbain, and just so many others. But those are the main ones. The next question is, marry, fuck, kill, your choice of VAs. I'm not going to kill anyone, so we'll change it to kiss, I guess. But marry, I would probably pick Azamar. He's just, his voice is so soothing, and like that's someone I could listen to for the rest of my life, I think. Fuck, I'd probably pick Dusk, just because it just sounds like he knows what he's doing, and sounds like I would just have a really good time, so I'd probably pick him for that. And for Kiss, I'm gonna pick GWA Fanboy, just because I want to. I know that's a, yeah, that's that. The next question is, do you listen to audios during your ramble faps? I didn't in the first 6 I posted. In my latest one, I did. And I think it's something I'm probably going to do more. Just because it helped me, you know, get more into it. I wasn't really thinking about, you know, the fact that I was recording myself. And having the headphones in and everything definitely helped me pay less attention to what I was sounding like, and more, it just helped me focus on, like, feeling good. So I'm probably gonna do that more. Next question is, favorite sex position? I've only done 2, but out of the 2, I'd probably pick missionary, just because I really like the intimacy. I'm a really, like, sensual person, so I like anything that's really, like, sensual, yeah. What pet names do you like to be called during sex? Definitely good girl. Like, that'll make me levitate if I hear it. It's great. I love it. I also recently discovered that I like princess. I didn't think I was going to, but that one definitely hits. What are your favorite sex toys? I really like The Mission by Love Ends. I just got it pretty recently, like a couple weeks ago, but I already like it way more than the other ones I have. Plus it's in my favorite color, so, which is a color I feel like you don't really find a lot on toys. It's blue. But yeah, I really like it. Highly recommend. I think this is the last question. What is your favorite part about being a VA and creating content? I think VA is a really generous term for what I do. Especially since I'm so new. But my favorite part about it is just knowing that what I'm creating is helping other people feel good. I just think that's really dope. Yeah. Like, and, you know, at least what I do is really, really easy to make. So it's like, if this is all I have to do to help someone else have a better day, then I'm gonna do it. So yeah, that's all. I hope you learned something about me. Hope you found it interesting, and thank you for listening this far if you did. I know I talked for a while. But yeah, again, thank you so much for listening and following. I'm already at like 130, which is crazy because I just hit 100 a few days ago. But yeah, hope you stick around for the next milestone. And I hope you have a good day, whatever time of the day it is. I hope your day is good. Yeah, thank you.